This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Oh, that is so 90s.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JB and Ann, otherwise known as Joel, Barry, and Nick, we're here as we are every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Ready for a sunshiny, beautiful, kind of San Diego-ish kind of day again for you boys. It's going to be 80s the rest of the week with rain maybe Friday night, but I'm digging the weather right now.
Man, I was talking to Raheel today
before
the show. I was like, I wish this was like community college where we could go outside and have class. Remember, yeah. Sometimes at community college, they'd let you just go outside and you would have class there and do whatever. Should be able to do this show from outside somewhere.
That'd be awesome.
Why can't we do it? Nick, you're the super producer. Let's make this happen.
You know, one of the things that kind of reminds me of it is when game day came to University of Houston.
Yeah.
I thought that set was cool.
That's the Home Depot set, the rolling set.
It looked cool. I would love to do a show from there.
Why can't we take this show outside? Let's go to Memorial Park
and play golf.
And
let's do it while playing golf.
No, let's just sit there.
Oh, no.
And make fun of everyone trying to run. Not like the ones that are actually running, but the people that are struggling, like that are just starting to work out again. Let's make fun of those
with
guys.
With the full booth setup. The table and the signage, and then as they run by, you're just grilling things.
That's what I mean. Like, and then we could video it. I think it would make for a great video.
But
we we could just heckle the runners.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Let's do it.
But wake up in
the running, big boy.
Yeah.
Did you wake up in the dark this morning? Because you bet you in the dark, you thought those tights were going to look good on you, didn't you? Not so much.
I think this would be good, man.
Bet you didn't know that when sweat meets dust on the trail at Memorial Park, it leaves marks you don't want to be visible to the rest of the running track. Mm-hmm. I ran there for a long time when I lived in Midtown. Yeah. There was a lot of those problems on a nightly basis.
I've only gone out there like once and ran.
It's awesome.
I don't know. But I live too far out.
That's why I don't go. That's why I don't
go. You're too far?
It's too far. Way too far.
But rest assured, too, that dust, man, I'm telling you, from your socks, don't wear it. If your shoes are like sweet, don't wear them on that trail. Because after one running, it's going to look like you've had them for 16 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dust kills everything out there.
Yeah. See, I think it would just be fun to make fun of people. That's really all
we would have a lot of fun. But I'm telling you right now, the scenery aspect makes it all worthwhile because then you're not thinking about the fact that you're running, which, by the way, everybody believes one loop around is 3 miles.
It's a little more.
A little short.
Oh, a little short?
A little short. So I used to park a couple little ways away, so I knew from the car I would get I think it's 2.8 if you just do the loop.
What is that according to? Would you walk this off?
I didn't walk it, but I had people that were adamant. Yeah, well, and I also had people that were so adamant about it. With your phone now, you can do that.
Right.
And they were the ones that were
publicizing the fact that it wasn't in a legitimate 3 miles. It was 2.8. Look, a workout's a workout.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting around, you're getting around.
If I do 2.8, I'd be happy with myself.
Speaking of phones, I got to...
Oh, yeah.
I gotta mention this.
Okay.
Because remember a while back, I was bitching how I dropped my phone and broke the back. It shattered, which is made of glass. It's a Galaxy S7 Edge. And I don't know why they made the glass. Like, most phones are metal or plastic on the back. This one is some weird glass.
Fancy.
So I dropped it, and it shattered the back of the phone. So I just bought a case for now. But then one day I was looking at my bill and realized I have insurance, and I didn't even know it. And, you know, the listeners were telling me how this was going to be a pain in the ass to get this done. I was going to have to pay a deductible. Well, I went to the AT&T store, and the lady was like, yeah, we don't do that here. You've got to go online and do it. So I went online, and I was like, they're going to charge me, aren't they? And she said, well, yeah, it starts off at like $200 is the deductible. And then for every 6 months that you don't have a claim, it goes down. So I didn't know what I was getting into. Went online and filed the claim, and I had to pay $112 to get a brand new phone sent to me. And I did this yesterday while I was waiting to go to open mic. And this morning at 10:30, my doorbell rang, and it was the FedEx guy with a brand new phone.
That's awesome. Wow.
I was like, holy crap. And I paid $112.
Not bad.
And
at
I
all.
I have 10 days to return it. And it's not even refurbished. It's literally
a brand new phone.
Brand new.
That's awesome. Like my dude.
I was stunned. I'm not going to lie. I, as much crap as I talked about it and not wanting to do it, for $112, I just basically refreshed my phone, got a brand new one. And I'm not upset about that.
No. My dude actually, again, because they know at the end of the day you're still going to pay for it.
Yeah.
But my dude was like, we can add that protection plan. After I had already dropped it and realized the corner was cracking. And he goes, but just don't bring the phone in for like a month. And once it kicks in, even though you've just paid the first $9 a month.
They'll cover it.
They'll cover it and give you a new phone.
Yeah.
So if I just bring mine in.
For an $800 phone, it's still not bad. You know what I mean? Like when you consider the cost and everything.
Well, they're like mini laptops now. So it's like a device that's supposed to last you a while.
But you can get a laptop for $400.
You can get like a Google Chrome laptop for $300-$400. Yeah, it's cheaper than a phone.
Those are garbage, though.
Yeah, but if all you do is get on the web, Facebook, you know, and use Google Docs, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true.
I mean, that's literally all you need. So, yeah, I was like, all right, I'll gladly pay that.
See, the first time I got insurance on my phone.
But now I'm going to cancel the insurance.
Yeah, I would too. I would totally do it.
Done.
But the first time I got insurance, for whatever reason, they don't cover water damage.
Oh, really?
And so they wouldn't cover it, and I was so bitter about it, never bought insurance on my phone ever
again. See, I would be that way, too. I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, well, what's the point in having it then?
Yeah, I was mad about the water damage.
Like, everyone knows we all use our phones on the toilet. I dropped it in the toilet. It should be covered.
No, that's not how I...
Everyone on the floor that we're on here at work believe you use the phones in the bathroom.
Everyone listening to the show, that's what phones were made for. They're poop devices. That's literally... all they're for is someone was sitting around going, I'm really bored in there.
I was at
Smartphone. I'm in the car wash.
Yeah.
At the Toyota Center, at least three or four people at the urinal. Because sometimes I use the media bathroom, but sometimes I use the same bathroom that the fans use.
Yeah.
And
everywhere.
I'm telling you, three or four of them on three of the eight urinals, someone had a phone on while they were urinating.
Standing, doing the urinal thing.
Unreal.
See, I get it if you're pooping. I totally get that. You got somewhere between 5 and 30 minutes to kill, depending on the person.
I didn't look, but I swear, I didn't mean to look, but one guy was on Twitter, literally.
I thought you were going to say something else about where you didn't mean to look, but you looked.
I tell you what, though, this brings up a great point. Never borrow anyone's phone. It's probably more disgusting than a toilet. That's no lie.
100%.
I wouldn't want to use anyone else's phone. It's gross. I mean, you think about that. When they're using their phone.
Yeah.
Ugh,
think about going to the Apple store and then
you're
touching
right
all these iPads that are on display.
Yeah. Ugh.
Dude. Well, but think about being the guy that has to fix everything when it's brought in. Because you think about the germ quotient just because you're using a laptop all the time, if that's what you're fixing.
I'd be like CSI. But then
when they bring in a phone and you're
I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah, it's warranty. You better.
I'm having a mask on and gloves. Ugh,
that's what they do at the airport. They're not touching your luggage with their bare hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I equate it to the teachers at my daughter's school because they got to change so many diapers that they wear the gloves.
No.
It's just like working at Apple because when the phones and the other things come in, you got about the same germ quotient. You just got to make sure you wear the gloves.
See, I'd be out. That's why I told my wife I could never be a nurse. When you hear the things that nurses have to do, oh,
Using the whole fist dock?
I couldn't do it. Huh?
Using the whole fist dock? Moon River. Hello.
Somebody texted in beach show. Come to Galveston. Do it at a bar on the seawall. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I like this idea.
How come you guys aren't good on the golf thing? That'd be awesome.
It's because I'll
do it.
Because I'm still out of shape, so I would get winded playing golf.
You get winded playing golf?
Yes.
It's a lot of walking.
They have carts.
Oh, that's right. They have carts.
Trust me.
Quit being lazy, Barry.
All right. You got me. You got me. I don't know that I would. Okay. Like, I'm not that good at golf. I'll shoot anywhere between 90 and 120.
That's not bad, though.
Well, 120 is not great. But I'm not. But I get mad.
No, the 90 part is good.
I get mad when things don't go right. And I get, but I'm not, I mean, I get mad at myself. I've been known to throw a club every now and then.
Yep.
I don't anymore because it's childish. But back in the day when I first started playing golf, I would throw a club every now and then.
What's beautiful is twice it's happened now on the PGA Tour.
Someone's throwing a club.
Like McIlroy threw one, and then like 2 weeks, and then a couple weeks ago, another guy on tour threw one, yeah. And then McIlroy had the sense of humor to go, I think mine was better, bro. I think I got more distance and accuracy.
Now, but when you throw, are you going two hands or one?
With the club?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going full baseball swing and letting it go like a home run.
Yeah,
so you got to go two-handed. Let it go.
If you go one hand, you whip it. You're not getting that distance that you need to walk off that anger.
You know, if you're playing
go two hands, I kind of do it hammer throw style, like the Olympics, where I'll spin around for a minute and then let that bad boy go.
To get the total distance, it's like you're playing slow pitch softball and someone just gave you a super fat, juicy like pitch. Yeah. And you got a chance to kind of wind up on it.
Aren't all
and you take a couple of first big steps, and you wind, and then you just let that bad boy fly.
Aren't all the pitches in softball slow pitch, fat, juicy pitches?
No. There's a difference. Pitch. There's ASA and U-triple-SA. U-triple-SA is when you get those pranksters on the mound that can you're allowed to throw it as high as you want. And these pitchers that know what they're doing throw it like 30 feet in the air, and you're sitting there going, I'm not even going to come close. And then it drops its ass down right on the backside of the plate, and you're like, yeah, that's not good. That's a bad look.
Nobody listening to this show plays that.
I think they might. No. I think they might play ASA and U-triple-SA.
The number of ASA and whatever, triple ASA.
U-triple-SA.
Whatever.
Yes.
It's slim and none, and slim's busy.
We'll see, because Lord knows we'll get responses either way. So if you want to be part of the participatory audience that likes to play with us on a daily basis, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776, where you can text or call the show. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
See? I told you.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting softball players that play competitively.
Oh, hell.
Yep. Doing the U-triple and the ASA. And then Mark sends in douchebag softball player, plans outfit 1 week in advance, then goes hitless every week. Oh, yeah. I played with those guys. Eye black, the dip, got to have the batter's gloves. So it looked like
that
they're
wasn't
feeling
you? You're saying that no. wasn't you. You're no. saying you played with them.
Like, even so in Oregon, I played on a competitive traveling softball team. They made me try out for it, and I was actually offended because I just got done playing college baseball.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest thing ever to get hooked up with that team because they had sponsors that paid for everything. You got like new mitt, new batting gloves, new bats, new bat bag, everything. And then they paid for like the trips when we'd go play. But literally, you'd get the guys that have to put the gloves just right in there. They'd all wear pants. And me and another guy that was younger decided, hey, can you just take a couple of those pairs of pants to like some tailor and make them into shorts because I'm not playing softball in pants.
What?
Because it's just, we're playing in
high. I'm sliding,
hot.
Bro.
Right. I'm still
head first sliding, not in shorts.
First of all, head first, if you slide, you got a shirt on.
Yeah, but still, your knees.
No, not if you slide right.
Well, how the hell are you sliding?
off your chest.
Your legs off the ground?
So you keep your legs up? Is that the problem? I'm curious because I really don't know.
I mean, but your knees are going to drag the ground if you slide head first.
Well, eventually, but I mean,
yeah.
No, if you die, if you're going head first and you dive right, I mean, I don't think it's up to you whether you can keep your knees off the ground or not. But are you doing yoga
while you're sliding?
Most of the time I was feet first. But again, it's like these quarterbacks that have to go through sliding drills. If you slide correctly and you hit like the kind of outer part of your butt cheek first,
yeah,
you can point your legs without like ripping up your knees.
I used to play slow pitch. I would tell myself I'm not going to slide. It's just slow pitch. It's a church league. It's the whatever league. I'm not going to slide. And then the competitive juices take over.
Athlete in you comes out.
And I'm cleat up, taking fools out. I'm like super ultra competitive, and I don't mean to be, but I don't want to. But, you know, the good thing about me playing softball is I'm a Punch and Judy hitter. You never have to worry about me. here's my deficiencies. Like we talked about my weaknesses in basketball. My deficiencies in slow pitch softball are I have no power, like none, and I can't go the other way no matter how hard I try.
That's not what I heard.
I cannot hit the ball to right field. Thank you, Joel.
I thought you were going the other way.
I can't. I am a dead pull hitter every time, but I mean, I'll still bat in the top half of the lineup. I mean, I'm still one or two. I got a little bit of speed. Fat boy can run a little. And I can't throw to save my life, my accuracy. So usually I'll start off at shortstop or third base.
And end up at catcher?
I'll end up at second because my throws get a little wild. So I just, once they figure out that I can field like crazy but can't throw, I get moved over to second. Or they'll put me in the outfield to cover some ground.
You do the Chuck Knobloch, Steve Sachs job at second base?
No one ever taught me how to throw as a kid. Like I was hellacious, you know, defensively. Nothing got past me. I was, but no one ever taught me how to properly throw a baseball. So it was just pure luck if it got there accurately. So, yeah, and then once I got hit in the eye with a baseball, that was it. Then I was scared to bat.
I would never play again if I got hit in the eye.
I got hit, and then from then on, every pitch, I would jump out of the way. Even if it was outside and away, I was jumping out of the way because it scared me to death. So it was then at that point, it was over. My baseball career was never going to be the same after that. So then I just started playing slow pitch when I got older. So there was this huge gap of no baseball in my life.
So maybe that's my problem.
Yeah.
Because ever since I've been little, I've had a history of getting drilled. Like before I was of age to play Little League, they brought me up to play Little League with my best friend who was 2 years older. But then, you know, I wouldn't start. So a lot of times you'd be like the guy that grabs the bats too, right? So I went to grab a bat and the guy was hitting. And there was another bat. And I went to grab the bat and it went off the end of the bat. Drilled me right in the eye. And my mom, obviously I'm there playing with my best friend's team, so his mom was there. She had to bring me home, and by the time we got home, my eye was completely sealed shut.
Nice.
She was so scared that my mom would think that she hit me, my buddy's mom. But then in high school, I took a line drive right off the center of my chest, and I reached down and picked up the ball, threw the guy out. It was the last out. I headed back, and everybody's like, you're all right. I took my jersey off. I had the stitches of the ball embedded in my chest.
Yeah.
From that one.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, so then I get to college and I'm pitching, and our pitching coach was the linebacker coach for the football team. Mm-hmm. And he's like Mr. Tough Guy. He goes, you don't need that net in front of you, the L-shaped net, for when you're throwing to our hitters. So the first day they put me against our cleanup hitter, who's like about 270 pounds of muscle, no net in front of me, and I'm not wearing a cup.
Oh,
I want to tell you, he missed him by about 2 inches to the left.
Oh,
and that is the worst feeling in the world. And then the coach is like, get back in there. I'm like, are you kidding?
I'd be fighting a coach.
I just tried to add one to the collection down there and not intentionally, and they want me to keep pitching. Oh, yeah, I got the indoctrination was every year on every level.
I would definitely be fighting a coach after that. There ain't no damn way. No.
Dude, he's the linebacker coach of the football team.
Jay Bimke plunked me in the eye. That hurt so damn bad. That was it. I was scared after that.
Jay
Bimke. Yeah.
Bimke.
He was the kid. He was that dude. Remember, everybody had that one kid in Pee Wee that threw really hard. He was like he was the quarterback in football. He was a pitcher and a shortstop in baseball. He always hit third. He had the, you know, best arm. That was Jay Bempke. And he dotted my I, and that was it for me. I was scared to death of the ball. I just stuck with football after that. I was like, no, I'm good.
Did you step out of the box when the pitch was coming?
Huh?
Did you like when you someone that threw hard that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, every time that, after that, I was moving away. Every time. It was horrible. So, yeah, I didn't play much after that.
Gotcha.
I just stuck with football and basketball until the three-point hook shot. And then it was track.
And track. Football's more physical than baseball, so yeah. You would think that.
No, I was always undersized, but I was decent at football. I wasn't bad. I used like in Pop Warner, I played nose tackle and linebacker and running back. And then junior high, I was wide receiver and running back. And they tried to put me at quarterback.
There's that throwing thing that comes into play again.
No, it was taking the snap. It was getting the snap was something that I was not good at. I was
was it the whole positioning or
no? It was the fact that our O-line sucked so bad that it was the David Carr syndrome. I was worried I would get murdered. So
but
I
do you
just,
remember the David Carr
I was
quote?
Bailing on the sacks like or on the snap right away.
Yeah. David Carr when he got out of Houston, and then I believe it was when he was in Carolina. He mm-hmm. was wearing the two gloves, and they asked him why, and he goes, you think about where I've got to put my hands on every snap. Of course I'm going to wear two gloves. And it was like, dude, really?
Oh, Lord.
Seriously? Yeah. Come on, man. That's pretty weak.
Yeah.
So now we're getting all kinds of tweets on the competitive softball guy and all that other stuff. So, all right, so we can get on to real sports now, but at least we've shared that. And what's the guy's name, Bempke?
Jay Bempke.
Think he's still in town?
I have no idea.
If he is, he's going to reach
Long
out.
Long hair, don't care.
Oh, there you go. All right, right now I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. My man Mattress Mac and his crew do a fantastic job of making sure the people of Houston, Texas have the best furniture options at great prices with great customer service in three quality locations across the Houston area. He has the mainstay, which is I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where he sits at the front desk and greets you right from the start, puts you in great hands of lots of quality salespeople, and they make sure it's service after the sale. Otherwise, you can get to the Westheimer and Post Oak location in the Galleria, and of course, the new showroom, which is fantastic on Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy. Regardless of which location you go to, you get solid wood, American-made furniture. My whole house is full of Gallery Furniture because it's quality product that lasts a long time, and if you ever have an issue, you call them, and they take care of it. That's why we are repeat customers, and I always go to Gallery Furniture. Right now, 2-for-1 recliners, Macapedic sleep sets. And those Macapedic sleep sets, not only are they fantastic and will give you a great night's sleep, but you get an $800 Gallery gift card right off the top. So it's a fantastic deal. And like I said, solid wood, American-made dining room and living room furniture. And if you buy today, you get it tonight. That's just the way Mac does business. He's not going to pull the wool over your eyes. He's going to give you the best deal and also live up to what he says about delivery. They have the largest selection of American-made leather seating as well. Special order upholstered furniture for your home theaters and your game rooms. It's all at Gallery Furniture. Do yourself a favor and make sure you head out to Gallery Furniture because they really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's right. The Eliminator's going to be pulling up to NRG Park tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But they called it the Eliminator, the ZZ Top vehicle.
That's right.
And Lord knows that the girls that were flying out of the Eliminator were pretty hot in their day. But here's the did you know before we get to this drop. The chick that one of the first chicks that comes flying out, the brunette, Gina Tomasini from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She looked really good back then. Don't watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in the first couple years. She's on that show now. Needless to say, her popularity maybe didn't, but the rest of her kind of blew up.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not so pretty. Hey, by the way, ZZ Top that you're listening to right now, and if you live under a rock and don't know that that's legs, they're going to be at the rodeo tonight. So it's a Houston feel to the rodeo. And for just $18, you can get ZZ Top, all the rodeo action, shopping, great food, carnival fun for you and your whole family, and the tickets are available at RodeoHouston.com. All you got to do for $18 is just get to RodeoHouston.com and get your tickets and go see ZZ Top tonight for the Houston feel and flavor that is the rodeo. It's going to be a good time had by all. And then you can't see us, but we could all do that little...
Are they... I wonder if they're going to do 25 lighters. I would hope so. That's the jam.
They have a lot, man. Pearl necklace. Nick, I'm sure that'll be your next one for Barry's read. Get Pearl Necklace. It's a great song.
Negative.
Don't you dare.
Put Pearl Necklace and Sleeping Bag back to back.
You got to do Sharp Dressed Man because I'm the better dresser. I'm the best dresser on this show.
I wouldn't go that far.
First of all, that's completely false. But,
excuse me?
But if we were dressed out to go to somewhere in public,
guys,
as
if we took a picture right now and left it to a vote, who are they picking?
Me.
Bro, you...
I'm
are you kidding me?
To
you literally look
Nike.
Like one of
You're
the...
Wearing...
You look like one of the softball memes that the guy just sent out. No way are they picking you.
Okay.
No way.
Right. So they're going to pick you with your normal t-shirt collection and...
There's no way. There's no... They're definitely not picking Nick. Nick looks like he just got all his clothes at a garage sale.
I don't even want to talk to you ever again.
That's just really mean-spirited. But see, I deal with it. I got the first end of it. I took the brunt of it early.
Well, this is not the first time he's been bragging about how well he dresses on the show.
I am a sharp-dressed man.
Because he has custom t-shirts?
Yeah. This
is a throwback. The Cage Door original.
It is.
Original.
I was just going to say.
This is a throwback. You see that, Joel?
I'd throw it somewhere.
Look, do you see these shoes right here?
I see the green pants and
yes,
the striped
the
socks.
The olives. Yes.
The olive green khaki pants.
No, they can't. That's two different things. You can't have olive green and khaki. That's,
yes, it's a khaki. Khakis are like the material.
Khaki is the color. See, this shows how little you know about fashion.
Right. I know. You saw me naked during Super Bowl week at the different parties and stuff too, with the three-piece suits and all that other, yeah, and the pocket squares and the shoes.
You wore a dry fit as a t-shirt under a suit.
No, I did not.
Yeah, that was a dry fit shirt.
Why does he keep saying that? Did you really wear a dry fit?
No, he did not.
He did. He totally did.
I didn't see it, so.
Okay,
so this is
you.
Why I take the high road 99% of the time.
Don't.
And just let him keep having his fun.
Don't. Nick, I'm telling you, like, look, are you wearing a collar right now?
Yeah, it's a collar shirt.
Oh, well, okay. I thought that was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So you're good.
Yeah, we're kind of far away, you know.
Yeah, well, and there's a glare. But Joel, you're definitely not winning. You look like you're going to go hoop. Like you're about to go hoop. Is that what you hoop in?
No.
Do you hoop in a tank top?
No.
You don't go tank top, you go t-shirt?
I go, when we have to, like for game nights that we have uniforms, you have to wear the tank top, I wear a t-shirt underneath it.
Oh, that's right. You do a uniform. I'm just talking like street
ball.
Yeah,
pick up hoops.
I wear a t-shirt.
You wear a sleeve too, don't you?
No. I call them a mantiho. Yeah,
a
I don't
what?
Wear the mantiho.
A mantiho?
Because like women have pantyhose.
Oh.
And I
didn't know what he was talking about. That's
yeah,
good,
either.
Though.
That's pretty good.
I always bust Ray Allen for that because he's one of the first guys to wear it. I go, so you're going to go out there with your mantiho tonight? And
I like that.
My what? And I'm like, that freaking...
So you...
Pantyhose for your arm that you wear on your shooting arm.
So you don't rock one of those? Because I would peg you as a guy that would rock one of those.
Nope.
And one or both of the leg sleeves.
Nope, none of that either.
I wanted to see him in that like a Clifford Robinson headband.
I don't wear headbands. Besides that, I got a big dome piece.
Do you have like the high socks?
No, I like that's the other thing.
Ankle braces?
I like the really low socks
and knee pads.
Like the big thing now with the kids. Is the Nike socks that have like a triangle design up the back and all this other stuff?
Yeah.
Then you pull them up over your calves. No, I don't want to.
I have a picture of me playing basketball at the YMCA back in the day. You used to wear knee pads,
like
and
Dream.
Elbow
Dream
pads.
Made them really.
Yes.
Dream made them
yes.
really popular.
And I look like the biggest idiot on the planet. Like I have these.
You don't think
just...
you could have cornered that market without the knee pads and the elbow pads?
Oh, there's not. I probably could.
The minute
have.
You got your
there's
hands
no
on
doubt.
The rock from midcourt and let it fly with a hook shot.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. But I don't know why I thought I was cool with the knee pads and elbow pads. But I think we should go hoop one day, and I'll bring that back. I'll wear those. You want to go to Fundy, and I can.
First of all, you ain't going to Fundy.
I hooped there before. That's where Dream dunked on me. Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what? That was a 2-on-2, 3-on-3 game?
2-on-2.
2-on-2.
Yeah. And we were on the side court. My foster brother, Dante, was running full court with the actual basketball players. I was on the side court shooting by myself when that all went down. I never told you that story.
I think you did. Oh, that part of it, you did, yeah. That's why I remembered it was like 2-on-2. on a side court.
Yeah, yeah. Me, Dave Feitel, Jim Peterson, and
Jim Peterson's a great dude. By the way, Northwestern, Jim Peterson's son started for Northwestern on that team that was in the NCAAs. So that was a pretty cool follow to see Pete see one of his own be a part of that Northwestern win.
Got a text, hashtag thanks, Joel, for not knowing khaki is a color. That's from Chris in Beaumont. Somebody texted Barry probably wore Z Cavaricci's or Jinko jeans with kangaroo shoes. First of all,
Jinkos.
I never had a Jinko jean.
Blast from the
I don't know what the Jinkos. The Z Cavaricci's had the little white tag on the fly.
Never rocked the Jinkos. Those were those big ass pants that like the
really
the,
baggy.
Yeah. Oh, the huge, like you could fit nine kids in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did rock a ton of Cavaricci's though. Oh, absolutely.
I didn't, but
oh yeah,
I didn't
and then,
either.
And then kangaroo shoes as a kid were pretty popular. So yeah, I rocked.
Well, because
those
a lot of the athletes were wearing them back then.
I don't know who texted that, but you were two out of three.
Calvin Murphy was a ruse guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
They made basketballs.
Oh,
ruse?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Sure.
I don't believe you.
You can.
What would you use the pocket
look it
for?
Up. Look it up. No, and they had the pull-up Velcro pocket on the sides. Murph wore them. I believe Clyde wore them. And
no way.
There was a couple other guys in the NBA that wore ruse. Yep. They tried to get into that market for a while. Back in the 80s, I think it was.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I would have never guessed that ever.
Yeah, and Z Cavaricci's just weren't, no. Couldn't do it.
Well, we're about the same age, so I know they were popular when you were coming
up. Oh, no, they
up.
Were popular. I would wear, there was a lot of other options, but I just wasn't into the whole white tag on the fly thing.
So you didn't rock Jabos either then?
I might have had a pair of Jabos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've rocked Jabos, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think so.
What about Jordache?
Negative. No,
you
way.
You never rocked. Oh, nope. That was
the that's
thing.
Weak. That was not the thing.
Ever. No, it was not.
Nick, no. You're like 10 years younger than me. You wouldn't know. Like you weren't even born.
How do you know he was not rocking
we
the fashion?
Everybody.
10 years?
Because they were out of style by the time you got
that's
to
probably
be 10.
True. But we used to make
10,
fun of so many people that were
how do you know Nick wasn't flashing them with the Huggies right out of the womb?
No.
10
no.
years younger than you, but still keeping up with
you're,
fashion.
Because you're how old again, Nick?
I'm 33.
Yeah, so you're 10 years, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no, because I was 10 when I was rocking them. So there's no way that you were clowning.
But I was familiar with the brand.
Well, yeah,
I was familiar with the brand.
10
sure.
years later, that would be like wearing like FUBU now. Like you would be like, dude, what are you doing, bro? Like
that's so true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like it'd be, but back then FUBU was all right.
I just didn't know. Was Jordache a unisex brand though?
Yes, it was. Absolutely, it was.
That's why I got clowned on
for sure. Yeah, because the chicks were all over the Jordache jeans.
But then once they fell out of popularity, they became like more of a chick thing, and that's when they got.
So you used to wear girl clothes back in the day?
No, that'd be like saying like Levi's 501s. They make them for men and women. That's like saying that Levi's 501s are chick jeans.
I go back to the fact that Nick came out of the womb and he could have been wearing.
You should let that go.
The Jerbo jeans and the topsiders. He could have had topsiders.
It is kind of true because do you remember the store Structure and Express?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Then they merged.
Yeah.
And I started rocking Express stuff and then people were like calling me like, Nick, you're rocking girl clothes. I'm like, no, dude. It's not.
Thank you.
It's not true.
Thank you.
But yeah, I've totally been down that road. So I get
Structure
it.
And Jay Riggins. Too. Jay Riggins.
Oh, I do remember
Jay Riggins was
that's
another
nice
one of those stores.
That's
like
a
that.
Nice pull, yeah.
And then they came, they kind of evolved into Backrack, I think it was, at the mall. Backrack
somebody
was another store.
Somebody
like
Joe Rock Pepe's.
Nope. No, hate to disappoint you. No, none of that.
Oh, that's good
Did you
stuff.
Like cuff them at the bottom?
Somebody said Joel strikes me as a cross colors guy. I was definitely a cross colors guy. I had the jumper, the jeans overalls. I had the shorts overalls. About five or six cross color shirts. The hat.
Not me.
Oh, I think I have a picture I'll show you where I'm
None
rocking
that.
That cross colors hat.
Nope.
Oh, yes.
Were you wearing
sure.
cross colors and then miggity miggity mac, wiggity wiggity whack?
Oh, yeah.
Crisscross will make you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
All righty.
What do you think? I was whack? No way.
No, miggity miggity mac, not wiggity wiggity whack.
All right.
We wouldn't have any of that. All right, we got plenty more show to get to. Your Rockets won again last night. Your boy James Harden decided to take matters into his own hands with less than a minute to play and put the Nuggets away. We can talk about that. We can talk about the little skirmish that was a brouhaha between the Warriors and Thunder and how the outcome of that game really was as expected, amongst other things on our list. If there's something that you want to put on the list, 713-780-ESPN. You can text us, you can call us, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. We're here till 4. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to Fashion Forward, where we get to go in time and space. We take a trip back to the way back Neverland of what kind of jeans we wore and what kind of pants and if we were fashionable or not. ESPN 97.5, The Usual Suspects, will change gears and get back to what we need to be doing, which is talking about sports. Because,
well,
Lord knows the floodgates are open now, and we're going to hear about everything.
Someone asked, did you rock the cape? Or Jason Holcomb said, I rock the cape and the Ebonics. I think you meant Etonics. I don't know. No, were Ebonics a shoe?
I don't know, but Capa were the soccer. Capa is like a soccer brand shoe.
I had Capas. You could swap out the little triangles and match colors. the colors with the fat laces.
Yeah.
Because that's when I rocked them.
Yeah, there was, and then a lot of other shoe companies tried to pull that off.
Yeah, and they didn't work.
The shoes came with like the color card, so you could change them daily.
Yeah, Nestor Carmona wanted to know, and he tagged No Hit Nick. It's at the producer Nick now, Nestor. But he said, I'm guessing two of the three of y'all wore LA gear. Which two was it? That's definitely
not
Joel
me.
That was
Nick.
A negative.
Nope.
That was a
definitely
huge negative.
Joel and Nick. I never had a pair.
I wouldn't put LA gear on my feet.
And Doc wanted to know who rocked the parachute pants. Well,
not that would be you. I would point to you on that one.
I told that story on this show. About my grandmother making me parachute pants.
I don't remember
that story.
What?
I don't remember you saying. I think I would have remembered something.
Are you
like
sure?
That.
I know I've told it on game day. I know.
Maybe
I've
that's
told
where
it on
you did.
Day.
But did she get an actual parachute?
I never told that story on the show.
No.
Oh crap!
Now I didn't wear parachute pants, but you know the first Air Jordan. You're gonna the first Air Jordan poster where he's flying over the city of Chicago, the red and black.
Yeah,
I had those.
Now, and Sir Chomps a lot says, you ever rock the hammer pants? You know, I never had a pair of hammer pants, but I converted a Halloween costume. It was a prisoner's outfit that was black and white striped pants that looked like hammer pants, so I just wore those. Tried to pass them off as hammer pants.
Zubas were real popular there for a while.
Yeah, those aren't hammer
so
pants, though.
They could,
those were those workout pants that the weirdo jock...
Or the big roid heads would wear all the time.
Yeah. Those were I never wore those. Okay, so I guess I'll tell the...
I guess you will.
Parachute pants story. So I wanted a pair of parachute pants really bad, and they were too expensive. I had gone down to the mall to buy them, and I couldn't afford them. So I told my mom that, and she was like, well, just get your grandma to make you some. And I was like, well, I don't know if that's the case, but I really wanted some, because this was back when breakdancing was really popular. Yep. And so you had to have parachute pants if you were going to be cool and breakdance. So I was like, okay, so... I showed my grandmother what parachute pants were, and I was like, I want some of these, but you got to make them out of parachute material, and they have pockets all over them, so you need to do all that. She was like, oh, okay. So she measured me, and then like a week or two later, she shows up at the house with the parachute pants made. And I'm like, yes, it's on at the skating rink tonight. It is going down. So I go and I try them on, and they were the tightest pants I've ever owned in my whole life. They were high waters, which parachute pants were not supposed to be high waters. They weren't supposed to be tight in the thigh. And she had sewn all of these zippers on them, but just the zippers. There were no pockets. It was just the zippers sewn on the outside of the pants.
For cosmetic looks only.
And when you unzipped it, it unzipped nothing. Absolutely nothing was in there.
Yeah, you definitely didn't tell the story.
And it was made out of this material that wasn't really parachute material. It had like these squares built into the pattern of the fabric. But it was kind of silky, but not really.
So it was polyester?
I don't know what the hell it was, Joel. I have no idea. But they were tight. Oh, God. I couldn't get anything in my pockets.
But like, you wore them anyway?
Even the regular pockets that she made,
yeah.
The pants were so tight that I couldn't even put my house key. Not a house key would go in there. Oh, you could see, like, oh, it was the worst. So I'm like, well, this is what I got.
You wore them?
I had no choice. This
and the
is
chicks
what,
came up and said, is that a house key in your pocket? Are you happy to see me, Barry?
This is what I had to go breakdance at the skating rink. My thought was, well, it's a skating rink. It'll be dark. No one will notice, right? Mm-hmm. So I had everything else was tight, right? Like I had the shirt. I was rocking the bandanas. I was like the spike bra. I was ready. shoes and everything. It was just the parachute pants that were whack. And I tried to like sag. This was before sagging was cool, but I tried to wear them low on my hips so that they weren't high waters. Anyways, I get to the skating rink. It's time to break dance. I get to the circle. It's my turn. I jump in. I had just taught myself the windmill, and I jumped in. I did a little thing, hit the back, and I went to kick my leg out.
Ripped him
right down the middle. And I didn't notice until I stopped windmilling that they were ripped.
Felt a breeze or what?
Yes. Because I was like, wow.
Well, if you were wearing drawers, because if they're snuggly, you don't want the outline of those tidy whities.
Well, this is back in the day when I had like colored briefs were becoming popular. You didn't just wear tidy whities. You wore like colored briefs, bikini briefs. And so I had on like these light blue bikini briefs with these black.
A banana hammock?
Yes.
You're wearing a light blue banana
and
hammock?
I'm windmilling, and I come to a stop, and the whole place is just dying laughing.
Oh, man.
I am just ripped from knee to knee almost. Just it's just all hanging out. And I was just like, I'm going to die now. Yeah,
you
I just
bailed,
got
right?
up and walked off.
I would have
went
bailed.
To the payphone, called my mom, and was like, please come get me. I'm never coming to the
skating
rink
again. That's the worst. You have to call your mom and wait?
Yeah, there's no cell phones back then, Nick.
Yeah, you got to remember
old.
That. Yeah, you got to remember that. We didn't have cell phones back then.
You had to go to a payphone,
oh,
put a
God,
quarter
that's
in,
terrible.
Call your mom, and if she didn't answer, there was no answer machine. There
nope.
was no. If she was on the phone, you got a busy signal.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, and then I just went outside and sat on the curb with my testicles hanging out, just waiting on my mom to come get me.
That did anybody come outside to make fun of you?
So
no.
Barry did his magic mic back at the roller rink.
It was the worst. I hated my grandmother for those parachute pants.
Parachute Jesus. Pants became chaps in one bad spin.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. That was the story of my parachute pants.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. So
there you have it.
The moral of the story is never let your grandma make your parachute pants. That was the worst. All right, man. I didn't mean to get us off track. That's my bad.
No, that's cool.
Look, that was a whole segment. Jesus.
Yeah,
my bad.
That?
Short segment.
My bad. Oh, okay, good.
Don't pat it. Don't try and make him feel good now. What was the? And I was trying to remember the store that used to sell because at my high growing up, the quote unquote burnouts were the ones that wore the parachute pants.
Burnouts.
Yeah, kind of like the ones that would go behind the filling station across from the high school
high.
And smoke and get high.
They wore head shoes. Remember those? Moccasins and head shoes? Those were popular.
I don't remember those.
Yeah, they called them head shoes. I don't know. They were pretty much just desert boots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But for some reason,
yeah.
They called them head shoes. Yeah.
And I think, again, based on geographics in the United States, they had different names for different ones.
Yeah.
But yeah. But the parachute pants were not. No, I never got not into those. But
look, Josh Rapp wore his pants backwards like crisscross. See?
Oh, wearing them backwards. Yeah. Yeah, that was the big. That was. I remember that being one of the big things.
Oh,
I just remember with the hammer pants.
Yeah,
like the center on our basketball team's like 6'9", 6'10", and he had a pair of the most god awful. They looked like different colors of like green and black olives. They were just like white with the little circles all over them. Right, and he's 6'9", 6'10", and we went and
saw
the MTV concert tour, mm-hmm. which was like Paula Abdul, MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, whatever. And we can't find, his name was John Fullerton, but we called him Boo because he was white as a ghost and 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, where's Boo? Can't find Boo. Turn around and look. There's an aisle behind our seats. He's going full hammer dance, sliding side to side and doing all that go hammer
yeah.
stuff in his hammer pants
nice.
At the concert.
Dance like no one's watching, Joel.
Well, he did. He did, but there was 10,000 people watching.
I was dancing in the car today on the way down here.
And driving?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Getting down. I was doing the Cupid Shuffle. I had that on my playlist.
And on that note, for the bad visuals that you people are experiencing right now, hopefully you're done eating lunch and you've digested so that you don't throw up in the back of your mouth.
The Cupid Shuffle's not bad.
You dancing it.
No, I'm very good at the Cupid Shuffle.
I don't know that there's anything you don't think you're very good at.
There's a lot. I think I talk about it all the time. Breakdancing, basketball. I just, like... I know what my strengths are. I know what my weaknesses are, Joel. I'm a well-rounded person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm well-rounded, too. That's why I'm Fat Barry. All right, so we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more show if you want to join us. 713-780-ESPN, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.